Good morning. Today is Monday, January 24th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Watch out for ice this morning. While much of the weekend's snow and ice melted Sunday, black ice could form again overnight as temperatures drop into the 20s and make roads hazardous. Wake County and Johnston County's public schools are closed to students Monday, and Durham County schools moved to remote learning. Today will be sunny with a high of 47 and a low of 31. In our top story, North Carolina doctors are looking ahead to the end of the pandemic, but that may not mean what you think. Health experts say it's extremely unlikely that COVID will ever completely disappear. Finding a way to live with COVID will mean changes to the way we learn, work, travel, and visit local businesses like restaurants and museums. Experts say Omicron may be a step toward a less dangerous, more manageable virus, as the spike in infections could provide some natural immunity to many in the community. In the future, experts said surges in hospitalizations could be smaller and more manageable, and mask mandates could be dropped, but the demand for COVID testing may not go away, and people may need an annual COVID vaccine or booster dose, similar to an annual flu shot. In public safety news, North Carolina's prisons are grappling with the most severe staff shortages in recent history. It's a problem that family members worry could endanger those inside the prisons. Statewide, the percentage of unfilled correctional officer jobs rose from about 17% in January 2021 to almost 33% in December. At some prisons, more than one of every two officer positions are vacant. The state has boosted pay, closed many prison units, and required officers to work overtime in response. On top of the vacancies, the prisons are now forced to cope with the temporary absences of about 800 prison staff members who are out of work because of COVID-19. Many of the remaining officers have been left with grueling work schedules. And prisoners, family members, and advocates say some inmates have faced unreasonably long waits for medical care. And finally, for the first time during his tenure as governor, Roy Cooper has issued a proclamation declaring this week North Carolina School Choice Week. The proclamation is a surprise, considering the Democratic governor's opposition to the state's private school voucher program and his concerns about expansion of charter schools. It's a victory for school choice groups who've been promoting alternatives to traditional public schools. The North Carolina Association for Public Charter Schools says it has asked Cooper for a proclamation each year since he took office in 2017, but this was the first time he issued one. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.